COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode. Howdy, folks. So I got a hold of one of the euphoric strains that we mentioned. There are a number of hemp flower strains that are circulating around that are euphoric, that offer a higher amount of THCA, which when you heat up THCA, that becomes the THC that we know and love that gets people high. But through the 2014 Farm Bill and through previous iterations of the Farm Bill, they say that you can't have more than 0.3% THC. Notice how they say 0.3% THC, not THCA. So that is how we're able to have these sort of euphoric hemp strains, in case you didn't know. So I got a hold of C4 from 8 Horses Hemp. I've reviewed their strains before. I'm very, very fond of their cherry wine. I think it's excellent, excellent strain. It puts me to sleep almost immediately. I really, really love how cherry wine makes me feel. And they grew a pretty good one. And they grow a lot of good strains. But they have two euphoric ones. I don't really have the funds right now to get the other one, but they have C4 right now, which is 5.6% THCA. So I got back from smoking it, and it holds up. It's very flavorful. It's not hard to smoke. I didn't feel so harsh that I can't wait till this is done. I didn't really feel that with this. It was pretty smooth, even though I will say the flower, like everyone has been saying around, you know, the hemp community and the CBD community, this particular batch is pretty dry. So if you have Bovita packs, you should get them and put your bud in a jar. It is dry, you know. That's my only complaint about it. But other than that, it's real. It's spectacular. I am feeling some sort of change in consciousness right now. I am feeling that a little bit. It's not like a 15% THC strain or 20 or 30. It's not like that, or a concentrate of regular THC. It won't be like that, but you definitely feel something. Like when I first got it, when I first got the bag and I smelt it, had a very sort of like grapefruit sort of overtone. I don't know if that's just me, but it smells like a little bit like grapefruit. So the dominant terpenes, according to their site, is osamine, pinene, myrcene, limonene, caryophyllene, and humulene and bisabol. But the predominant ones are, the predominant one is osamine. Again, that's not a terpene I get a lot. But I did notice there was a different sort of smell and flavor and vibe to this one. But the euphoria, definitely there for me. Maybe the people that it wasn't there for, they didn't get the right batch, or maybe their tolerance is sky high. I don't know. I mean, I've just been doing mostly CBD these days, so yeah, my tolerance is a lot lower. But I will say, it holds up. When smoking it, I'm definitely feeling like my body definitely feels heavy and stuff. I definitely feel a little, you know, altered. But yeah, I mean, so far, excellent. So what I'm gonna do is we're gonna review the C4 strain. We're gonna do our typical vape review of this. So bear with us just one moment. We're gonna take a quick and brief commercial break. After these messages, we'll be right back. So I would say that this strain definitely holds up when vaping. I definitely feel more of the body high right now. I don't really feel too much of a head high. It feels more like a body high. But the THCA, the euphoria, that's there. I don't know what batch the other Redditors have gotten, but my batch is spectacular, and it is euphoric. You know, I am going to use this strain. This will be kind of like my rescue inhaler. When my other CBD strains don't work, I'm likely turn to this when if I need it. But, you know, I'm of the mind that one-to-one strains should be over-the-counter. Like, strains like this shouldn't be anomalies. Like, they should be the norm, you know? Not all of us want to get to the moon. I support everyone tweaking their consciousness how they want, as long as they don't hurt others. But not everyone wants to get baked all the time. One-to-one strains like this that are sort of easygoing, there's a niche for this. The people want this stuff, you know. Older heads like me in their 30s. Again, we're not 20-something college students anymore. We want something more serious. This one-to-one strain is amazing. This 7.6% CBD and 5.6% THCA. That THCA, it's there. I feel it. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling like I can get a pretty good night's sleep on this. So this is a pretty good indica for those who need that, and those who need a little bit of euphoria in their hemp but don't want to be sent to the moon via Delta 9, typical Delta 9 or THC flower. Some people just want one-to-ones like this, or some people just want easygoing strains. You know, there should be a niche for that. I think the hemp farm bill should allow this. I don't like the total THC that's being pushed in the modern version of the hemp farm bill. But, you know, we got to keep fighting it, and hopefully we win. But overall, this strain is everything. It's spectacular. It's everything that people said it was, in terms of what Eight Horses said, that it's a 7 CBD and 5.6% THC. I'm feeling the THC. It's quite a bargain, these smalls. They still have an ounce as of now for $35. But you better act quickly or that euphoric strain is going to be gone. A lot of people want euphoric strains, especially people in states that have not acted on reform. People want it. People need it. So, again, I would highly recommend this. My only beef with this strain was the dryness. But, again, you just throw some Bovita packs and should be good to go. But overall, I would highly recommend checking this out for fellow insomniacs that want euphoria without being sent to the galaxy or something like that. So I don't want to keep this episode too long. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, Google Play Store, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can subscribe to our Patreon and get early release episodes, early release videos, and lots of bonus content, including an ever-expanding archive of our previous episodes. You can get all of that at our $5 and above tier, but at our $1 tier, you still get early release episodes that are early, maybe a couple days early, maybe a couple hours early, and you'll get ad-free strain reviews as well, too, and you'll get a few hundred episodes. But so far at the $5 and above tier, we have several hundred episodes that of the archive that you can check out. So, as always, the way to get to our Patreon is bit.ly/2njmshn. Again, that's bit.ly/2njmshn. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao. If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/icsativapodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9. And you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as DogTreat20, Tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD. And that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.